Quero. Quero.
Hi, Darrell. This is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And I was actually calling back in regards to going over your client dashboard as well as the progress on the account. Will now be the good time?
Now a good time.
All right, that is wonderful. All right, so let me just get to your account here. So currently the account is only a few weeks old, and so far we've already completed optimizing your Google business profile. Facebook ads, we are already able to run Facebook ads since the 27th, and website is already live, and then call tracking, phone number, and custom greeting is already fully or successfully set up. So these that I have mentioned are what's helping you get to the first page of Google. It's helping you with brand awareness, online exposure, and even getting leads from customers that are searching for your services.
Okay. All right.
Now, for the Facebook ad, it has been a few days, and so far we've already seen good numbers. So for the, I'm sorry, let me just get to the Facebook ad here. So for the Facebook ad, once again, this is where you'll be seeing good numbers of visibility, as there's a lot of Facebook account users that are also using that platform to be able to search for businesses. And
Okay.
then Google Business Profile, your or these are some of the keywords that are already bringing you to the first page of Google search results. So that means you're already on the first page of the Google search results. That's for drywall contractor.
Okay.
And this is just within a few weeks, okay, considering that your Google Business Profile is new. So that's once again, that's drywall contractor. Drywall services, that's also taking you to the first page of Google search results. And then we also have here, I'm sorry, let me just confirm really quick. We also have here drywall installation. So with you being on the first page of Google search results, that is already a big factor as far as gaining leads.
Okay, good.
So, exactly. At the same time, of course, even if you're on the first page of the search results, reviews will still be needed. So we still encourage that you gain reviews on your Google Business Profile. The more reviews you're getting, the better visibility you're going to be getting on Google as well. And by the
Okay.
way, drywall replacement is also bringing your Google Business Profile to the first page of Google search results. And lastly, drywall hanging is also taking you to the first page. Those are just some of the keywords that are taking you to the first page of Google search results. All right, so, and now I would like to go over or to review your client dashboard. Do you have access to a computer or a smartphone at the moment?
Yes, I'm on my laptop.
Wonderful. And do you have your client dashboard login information? Are you logged in?
No, I'm not. Let's
Got
see.
it. Let me go ahead and send you your login credentials to the client dashboard instead.
Okay.
Client dashboard, by the way, is where you can see a lot of resources. Let me
Okay.
send that. So you should receive this email probably in the next minute or two. let me know if you receive it and you're able to log in, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. And there you go. Just wait, give it probably a minute.
Okay, let's see, login your access. Let me go. So I'm going to type. I'm going to type my localsplash.com.
That is correct. My.localsplash.com, or you can also simply click on the link from the email.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hang on a second. I got somebody beeping in. I don't know what they want. I'm just going to text them.
All right, sure. No worries.
Okay. So that didn't come over on my computer here. I'm having trouble opening up my Google Gmail. I don't even know where to go to this. That's something I'm not used to checking or even knowing where to go to. I'm going to hit Google there, but it comes up a search bar. I don't see my Google Mail.
Anyway. Oh, you can actually look up or put in gmail.com. It should give you your emails.
Okay. So it's signing in. Okay. Okay, so I'm up. Yep, I got that pulled up. Use another account? No, I don't. I say to sign in, but you also sign. Searching it. Absent Safari. Okay, enter password. So, okay, I think this is where I get, is my stopper here at my password. I can't remember my password.
Let's see. That was actually on the email. It shows to be the reviews, no spaces, all lowercase. That's actually the default password, which you can always change.
You said, what was it?
The password is the reviews.
The reviews?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No spaces and all lowercase.
Their reviews or the reviews?
The reviews.
The reviews and that's it?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, that didn't work.
I'm sorry, it did not work?
No.
Oh, wow. And all are lowercase, by the way, no spaces on it.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Let me see it now. Give it a verify. You forgot it. Okay. Because I can update my password now if I choose to. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. password credit card. Okay, enter password, and it's the reviews, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let me try this. Well, kind of. No, it's not taking it.
Oh, wow. That is weird. And I know the username that you entered.
Yeah. Yeah, the username is dunsmoredrywall@g.com.
Oh, no.
Gmail.com.
Are you trying to log into your Gmail account or the client dashboard?
Oh, do you want me at the client dashboard?
Yes. Yes. I'll take you through the client dashboard.
Okay.
Username is your phone number, and the password is the reviews.
The reviews, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let me get out of here. Okay, so access this recording now. You can log into your account. Verizon. It just opened up. So I'm
all
at
right.
My dashboard now.
Wonderful. So, once again, I'll be taking you through the client dashboard and the resources that you're going to be able to see in here. Just a moment here, okay. Let me just reload in my end. All right. So, once you're logged into the client dashboard, by the way, you would see some insights on your campaign. Currently, it does not show that much as we just recently started, but rest assured, along the way, we're definitely going to be seeing good numbers on this page.
Okay.
All right. And then part of the homepage on the client dashboard is actually your domain or your website and an access to your website editor. So should you wish to make changes on the website on your own, you can just click on the website editor through the website, and that should grant us, or that should take us to your website. So you can make changes from there.
Okay, so I hit the website option here up on the top.
What you would want to click on is the website editor, if you would like to make changes to your website.
Website editor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not seeing that.
You just need, are you on your computer right now?
Yes.
Okay, on the homepage, you should just be able to scroll down a little, and then it's on the left side.
On the left side, okay. Well, okay, yeah, I see that.
Awesome. So that's where you can access the website for any changes that you'd like to do on the website. you can just click on that and you should be able to make changes from there.
Okay.
All right. And then we do have the leads tab. So if you can see where it says local leads, you can just click on it. And that's going to take you to the leads that you received so far. Now, on this tab, it allows you to listen to any phone calls that you may have missed. Also, it gives you the option to see a summary, update the tag on it, as well as to be able to block any unwanted calls. But technically, any leads that you get to receive will be reflecting on the leads tab.
Okay.
All right. And then moving on, we do have the Google Insights or your Google Business Profile. So if you see Google Insights at the top of the page, can you please click on it? Let me know once you get to that page, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
All right, so on Google Insights, this is going to show you the activity on your Google Business Profile. Currently, it shows that it has been viewed 27 times. So within the 3 weeks, it has been viewed 27 times. 17 website visits through the Google Business Profile. And there has been 4 phone calls attempted to be made to you. So from this, we're actually already starting to gain ranking as well as visibility online, which is okay. Actually a good start for a business.
Okay. Yeah, the 4 phone calls, I think I've only had one customer
right,
call.
Which is- I am so sorry to cut you off, Gerald. But yes, for me, it is actually a good thing because within the first 3 weeks and having to get one valid lead, that's actually definitely rewarding for a business. So that would mean that we're definitely going to be seeing a good numbers in the long run since you're already gaining the visibility needed right now. And most of those phone calls, just to set expectations, I'm not so sure if you have noticed, but most of those phone calls are actually spam or telemarketer calls.
Okay.
Right. So you can actually just ignore those phone calls or just hang up immediately.
Yes.
All right. But yes, if you may have received any questionable requests from them, you can let us know as well. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And the only reason why they're contacting you, by the way, is because they're already seeing your business in the market. And okay. Once you're in the market, once they see your business on the first page, that would mean to them, or that would actually mean that they're seeing your business as a business that's already established, and that's why they want to take your business with them, or they wanted to have you signed up with them instead.
Oh, okay.
Right. Which actually means that your program is already working. And then moving on, we do have the reviews tab on the client dashboard. So if you see the reviews tab, can you click on it?
See, reviews, yep. Okay. I'm there.
All right. Awesome. So on the reviews tab, this is where you get to see any reviews that you get on your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
So this also gives you the option to respond to any reviews that you receive.
All right.
All right. So also, there's actually a lot of good things about this reviews tab. Before I go to that, We do also highly recommend that each reviews you get are being responded to. So currently it shows 3, and you can actually reply to all of these 3 through here in the client dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you can just hit reply and then type in your message or your reply to these reviews. And then moving on, we do have 3 options on how you can request for reviews from your clients. This may be something that you already know, but there's a link at the top that says ratemy.pro/Dunsmore. You can actually just copy that link and send it to your clients or your customers. Once they click on that link, it's going to take them to your Google Business profile, right exactly to where they can just type in the message and select how many stars they're going to be rating you. So that way it's going to take them it's going to save them a lot of time instead of them going to Google and looking up for your business.
Okay.
Also, we do have a request review button, so if you click on it, it's going to ask for your customer's name, phone number, and email address. And once you hit send, it's going to send them a message with the same link that you see at the top of the reviews tab. And lastly, we have a QR code, which allows you to generate your own custom QR code. So you can just click on the QR code, and then it should give you the option to generate a new QR code. It gives you the option to customize it, whichever color you want it to be, or if you'd like to have your logo on it. So that way, when you finish a job for a client, you can just have them scan the QR code and have them leave a review for you from there.
Okay.
Great. And moving on, we do have the posts tab. So if you can click on posts right after reviews.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So on posts, this is actually our new feature. And what we do here is we are creating weekly recurring posts on your business on your behalf. So these posts are a great way to get attention and real estate on Google. It also helps with improving optimization. And also, this page will allow you to create your own custom post, or you can even set it to create posts for you automatically. And if you scroll down a bit, you'd be able to see the history of the post. It also allows you to customize the frequency or start time for your post. And still on this page, it gives you the preview. It gives you the option to also edit or delete any scheduled post anytime. So if you'd like to make changes on the wording or probably on the pictures, then you can always do so.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, since all of your platforms are being optimized, as I have mentioned, it's going to benefit you with more online presence. And that would mean that it can result in all types of calls, such as service requests, competitors, or even along with others. So once again, if you get to receive these types of calls, please know you can hang up to those immediately. Or if you get to have any questionable requests, then you can always let us know, and we'll have those reviewed for you.
Okay.
All right. And then I also want to remind you as well, Gerald, that we have incentives when you refer business to us. Do you have probably anyone that can benefit from your services?
No, say that again. Sorry.
I'm sorry, my bad. Do you have anyone that can benefit from our services, rather?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Let me think on that. Not right
okay.
off, but.
All right, not a problem. No worries. What I'm going to do is I'll send you an email. It's going to have the details for the incentive program. Technically, you can get a free month of our local SEO services. It does not include ads, only the local SEO services.
Okay.
All right. And Gerald, please do look out for emails and text messages with updates from local Flash. Of course, we will continue to optimize your campaigns to get you more leads, and make sure to check your dashboard as there are a lot of resources for you. Also, okay. Please feel free to give us a call if you have any additional questions. We're going to be always glad to assist. And Gerald, that's actually all it for me today. Unless if you have any questions or anything else that I can assist you with.
I think I'm good right now.
All right, then. Well, once again, if you may come up with anything else, just please feel free to give us a call. We'd be glad to further assist you. And
all right.
Gerald, thank you so much for choosing Local Flash once again and for taking the time to speak with me.
Okay, yep. Thanks for the call.
For sure. Thank you so much once again, Gerald, and you have a great rest of the day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.